Rav said Talmud Halacha is a Meiser. So there's a concept in Chazal, I mentioned in the Gemara, the Gemara talks about the idea that a person should take the size of the Meiser which existed on the grain which is growing. The Torah says that a person's produce which grows out of the crops which grow in Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah of taking off two Meiseres. The first Meiser is, the person will take off Truma, which is preferably would be 1/40 of the produce of the field. Then a person of the remaining amount, the person would take 1/10 of that and give that to the Levi. The person would take 1/10 of the remaining amount after that, and that was called Meiser Sheni or Meiser Ani. And that was either the first, second, and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, that was Meiser Sheni, which was taken up to Yerushalayim and eaten in Yerushalayim. And the third and sixth year of the Shemitah cycle, it was given to the Ani, it was called Meiser Ani. Besides that, there were many other mitzvahs that we had in regards to supporting the Niyim. There's a mitzvah leaving pay in the field. A certain section of the field was left over for the Niyim to collect. The Leket Shicha, other areas which were... Besides that, all of the mitzvahs which were given in regards to produce, there is said a person's earning, his financial earnings, his income, which is coming in money, a person should take 1/10 of that and set that aside for the purpose of using for a Niyim. What exactly is this takana of Meiser? So there's a machloikas in Halacha, there's a Taz which seems to indicate, he understands that's the Raisa based on the Toises, where that seems that that's a din, the Raisa of giving, taking off Meiser, casks off him also. There's a machloikas how to understand the Taz, whether he means the Raisa or means the Rabbanon. Some learn he means the Raisa, the language of the Toises does sound like it's the Raisa. There's a mitzvah the Raisa to take off a 1/10 of your earnings, your income, to give for a niyim. Again, well, there are deductions, etc. We'll talk about that later in the week. However, the Ikrib Saka, most poskim is not like this Taz. That is not the Raisa. It is not the Rabbanon. It's a minig which has been undertaken for Klaisel for many generations, and it's a minig. Being so that it's a minig, a person who would do it has the ability to, he should speak out. He's doing it bli neder, and therefore there are certain kulas which will be effective by doing the fact that he's doing it not with the full level of the responsibility of a neder of Meiser. He's doing it less than that. He's saying bli neder. The responsibilities will be a little bit less. Why did this mitzvah de Rabbanon or this minig come about? What was the purpose of this mitzvah de Rabbanon? So why are we doing this? There are a few explanations. Remember, we spoke about when it comes to the mitzvah of tzedaka, when there are niyim there which need the money, the chi of meiser is not the rabbanon. The chi of meiser is not a minig ba'al. But then there's a chi of, when you have a niyim available, you have a din l'charchila to give up to 1/10 of your 1/10 of your income because the niyim are available. So this halacha kicks in when the niyim are not available. There's no niyim around, which nowadays is not so common that it should be such a situation because we always have a niyim available because we live in a global society. They lived in a much more isolated society. In your town, there wasn't a niyim. You still had a mitzvah to set aside 1/10 of the 1/10, even though there was no aniyim there at that point in time. Why was that so? So the logic behind that was that this way it would be much easier when aniyim came, you had the money already set aside, you would have the money set aside for the aniyim prior to when the aniyim come. Or, you say it a little bit easier, it's much easier for a person to give away the money to the ani when he has the money set aside already, it's already been tithed, and that's why the Chofetz Chaim will say that it's preferred that a person should actually do an act of tithing it and setting it aside into a separate account, separate money, so that he has the money set aside, and therefore it's much easier for the person, when the ani comes knocking on the door, well, I have money for him. I'm not taking money out of my pocket and giving it to him. I have money set aside for the ani up front. That makes it much easier to do the mitzvah of tzedakah. So there's a mitzvah of taking off meiser when the ani is not present, in order to have the money ready for when the ani comes. Have a good morning and have a good day. Oh, wow.